This is the Hans Shot First Podcast.
They don't know it, I'm telling you.
We'll be talking in-depth about common movie moments
from my dead body.
With the mix of all things pop culture along the way.
Yeah, Oscar.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone, to Hans Shot First. I'm Jeff, joined as usual by Scott and Alex. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey. This week, we're doing something different again. Alex, what are we doing?
Well, you guys have your trivias, and they've been pretty fun, so I figured I'd take a crack at it.
And do a not fun one.
That's right. This is going to be a complete shit show. Your trivias are fun, but they're a bit... there's some new rules in there, so I wanted to do something that was very simple and basic. No, it's like they're not fun, but it took some getting used to, and I can't wait to play them again. But this one's going to be like a little bit different, very bare bones, stripped down. I call this Alex's Dumb Dumb Trivia. So this is how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you guys fast-paced questions about... anything that we know, and it's all surface level questions, stuff that everybody should know, and you're gonna have like 3 seconds to give me an answer. Now, on the first one that misses a question or doesn't answer, you will be crowned a dum dum until you can redeem yourself the next time we do this trivia.
You mean redum ourselves?
That's right.
Okay, so when we're calling out answers, do we just spit them out, or do we have to? You have to call on us.
Oh no, it's gonna be. You're gonna take turns.
Turns, okay.
All right. Okay, so, I think I understand.
Yeah, very simple.
I don't
Everybody
get it.
Play along.
Dumb dumb.
What? Yeah, what a dumb dumb. All right, who wants to go first? Who went first last time?
I have no idea. Scott can go first.
All right. All right, you got 3 seconds on the clock. These questions are all from the original Indiana Jones trilogy. Okay. All right? The base three films, the only films that exist. Here we go. First question. Where did Dr. Jones get the nickname Indiana?
From his dog.
Correct. Jeff, what type of hat does Indy wear?
Fedora.
Correct. Scott, how does Indy feel about Nazis?
He hates them?
That's right. He hates those guys.
Okay.
Jeff, how did Indy get the small scar on his chin?
From a whip trying to tame a lion in the circus train.
Correct.
Whip.
Scott, what animal is Indy most afraid of?
Snakes.
Correct.
Reggie.
Reggie the snake.
Yeah.
Jeff. What famous historical figure did Indy get an autograph of?
Adolf Hitler.
That is correct. Scott. Who saved Indy from eating poisoned dates?
Sulla.
Correct. I also would have accepted monkey.
Nazi monkey.
Yes.
Yes. Goddamn Nazi monkey. Got his comeuppance.
Slitting Nazi monkey.
Let's see. Where were we? Jeff, what is the nickname of Indy's kid sidekick?
Short Round.
Correct. Scott, what scene was cut short due to what scene was famously comically cut short due to Harrison Ford being ill?
The duel he has in the street where he shoots the guy.
Correct. And Jeff, this will mark the halfway point. What movie famously parodied the start of Raiders of the Lost Ark?
UHF.
Correct. All right, how you guys feeling? You feeling good? Feeling confident?
I'm scared now. I think it's really good. Sense, and I'm going to be upset with myself.
Short beard break here. Guinness. It was St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
Sláinte.
Yeah, Sláinte. Watched, for the first time, Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Starring famously Scotsman.
Yep. Sean Connery. Yeah, speaking of Indiana Jones, yeah.
The Irish. Got the luck of the Irish.
Mm-hmm. It was a better movie than I expected. It's pretty good.
That movie from the 50s? It's an old movie.
Yeah, super old.
Count to 10 in Greek.
Okay.
Must be dreaming.
One last chug. All right, we are at Scott. Question 11. According to Indy, where does the Cross of Coronado belong?
In a museum.
That is correct. Jeff, what food item made Willie Scott finally faint?
Chilled monkey brains.
Yes, that is correct. Scott, what baseball team logo is on Short Round's hat?
Oh, shit. Yankees?
Oh, right under the buzzer. That is correct. Jeff, what material was the cup made of that Indy picked in The Last Crusade?
Well, I understand the question. Say that again.
What material was the cup made of that Indy picked in The Last Crusade?
Oh. Clay.
Oh, no. You are a dum-dum.
Oh,
it was made of wood. Because it's a cup of a carpenter.
It was a cup of a carpenter,
Jeff,
but I didn't know he made it.
Jeff, you chose poorly.
Yeah. You have chosen it. Poorly. Yeah, he carved it out of wood.
I never knew that. I thought it was clay.
And that's
a carpenter could still use a clay cup.
I don't think they... Well, no, they made cups out of clay. But nope, this was the cup of a carpenter made out of wood.
All right.
Well, Jeff...
So Jeff's the dum-dum until the next time you do this?
That's right. He is crowned the dum-dum.
Okay.
Until...
Well, damn. I retire, so...
Permanent dum-dum.
All right, let's go to the next questions. This is for anybody now. Number 15, only what kind of man shall pass the first trial in the Temple of the Sun?
Penitent man.
Which one of Indy's friends got lost in their own museum?
Marcus.
Brody. Marcus Brody. Yep. What kind of game does Marion Ravenwood win?
Drinking.
Shots?
Yeah, that's correct. Know. Drinking game. Both are correct. who directed the Indiana Jones films?
Steven Spielberg.
I would have accepted both answers. How does Henry Jones Sr. take down a fighter plane?
With the birds as his allies.
Mm-hmm. Both correct. Scares a flock of birds with an umbrella.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
And the last question. In the end, who is working on the research into the Ark of the Covenant?
The government's top men.
That is correct. Top men.
I was going to say the Nazis. They were researching it too.
Yeah, but in the end, that's why I added that in the question. In the end. That was Dumb Dumb Trivia. Maybe I should make it 40 questions next time. It was really fast.
That was very fast. Well, you were right, Alex. That was definitely bare bones. So it wouldn't really quick.
Mm-hmm. Very basic and lightning fast. Yeah, I'll add a couple more questions next time. And
if we do this again and... It's 50 questions, and one of us like misses in the first five. Is this over?
Yep. I mean, we'll still go through all the questions for funsies. But yes, dumb.
How about like a counter of who misses the most questions or something becomes the dumb dumb?
Oh, do you want to do that? You want to win by two?
No, you don't have to win by two, but just like, okay, say if we would have kept going. I mean, this one, Scott got everything right anyway. It wouldn't have been a big deal. But let's say, five after me, Scott missed one, and then it would be tied. But then I guess if you run out of questions. Well, what if we would have all got them right, and if I wasn't a dum-dum?
Well, then nobody gets crowned a dum-dum. You guys are both smarties.
Okay.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Not today,
So this is our podcast?
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Well, that's why I asked you guys to prepare some reviews.
Okay. So,
it may be short.
Well, because I've never tried this before.
So, okay. a little bit about why we had another brief absence here. The week before last, I went to Bulgaria.
That's right.
I was there for work. I don't know if you guys knew this, but Bulgaria is far.
Bulgaria is far,
and there are no direct flights.
Wasn't that not
from America?
Wasn't that like maybe a joke in the late 80s, early 90s when they needed somebody quote unquote foreign from somewhere far away that they always say like Bulgaria?
Maybe.
Oh yeah, he's from Bulgaria. I remember that being like the joke. For like a few years.
So, yeah, it was a bunch of flights out. Not much of note there, although I did watch Haunting in Venice. Oppenheimer was available, but there's no way I could watch that on a plane. Like, I have not seen it yet, but it would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I flew out on a Monday afternoon and got to Bulgaria local time Tuesday evening. That's how long it took to get there. Wow. Local time. And I got there. My luggage didn't.
Oh.
So there are certainly worse places to be without luggage. And it wasn't like I was alone. The huge power brick that I bought to be able to charge my Nintendo Switch finally paid off. I'd never used the damn thing, but I was able to charge my phone like four times over with that. So that I did have on me. Like I had my backpack with like my mobile, like old person pharmacy and some charging stuff, but no clothes, no toiletries. I had to buy some socks and underwear. The place I was doing like meeting up for work, that I was given a couple free t-shirts, some swag, as it were. Eventually, I did get my luggage. I will say no thanks to British Airways, who I talked to twice on the phone on two consecutive days, and I got conflicting information. One time, the agent told me, your bag should arrive within the next 24 to 48 hours. You have nothing to worry about. I said, au contraire. I think I do have something to worry about if we're being honest here. So enough about that. The ride back was awful, but I won't get too much detail about that. Because I missed my connecting flight in London. That was a whole other thing.
You should have spent it at the Feisty Goat then.
Yeah, well, the terminal I was in did not have the Feisty Goat.
Oh.
It had what you would expect from British cuisine. So, Bulgaria. I was in Sofia, which is a relatively old European city. But there was a lot of cool things there. Got to spend a free day walking around the city. One of their near the city center and a couple of the subway systems, there's some Roman ruins called Sirtica, which I think was the original name of the city. And they're incorporated into the subway system. It's really cool. And you can just like walk right up to them. There's no entrance fee, no, you just walk up. That was very cool for me, because that shit's my jam. No, I'm not one of the people that thinks about the Roman Empire constantly, but I am interested in classical history.
It's more the Greeks for me. It's all Greek to me.
Yeah, so to you, it's all Greek to you.
Yeah.
So see that
everybody just... want to see Hercules say yeah.
So yeah, just it was interesting getting to experience Eastern Europe, in the Balkans anyway.
Were they invaded?
They no, but the locals were making jokes about how Turkey could take them over in like 10 minutes because they didn't have a standing army. Wow! They also told me to watch this Key and Peele skit called like Macedonian Cafe. They said that's all you need to know about the Balkans. So when I got home, I watched that. It was very funny. But yeah, the city is a lot of history. You see a lot of the kind of communist architecture still there. Like a lot of the apartment buildings are just these giant blocks that haven't been touched in decades. Where I've seen most people live. But in the city center, where like the governmental stuff was, some other buildings. It was really cool to get to walk around. Yeah, just again, I don't think I would have picked Bulgaria. Like if I just randomly decided to go somewhere. So I'm glad I got the chance here. And again, F you, British Airways. The local guy at the Sofia airport who barely spoke English was so much more helpful than anybody at this multi-billion-dollar like airline.
They're getting you back for that tea thing in Boston.
Maybe. It's possible. Yeah. It's very possible. I think
they're still trying to find out the fake photos of Kate Middleton. They're all freaking out about that right now. Understandably.
So yeah, that was my trip in a nutshell.
How was the food over there?
So I had some. They took us out to dinner, the first like official night we were there, and it was a giant appetizer plate with a bunch of cheeses and some things adjacent to salami that were good, and then they just brought out this giant platter of meat, and the sauce with it was good. With dinner, they have this stuff called rakia, which is like this 40 to 60 proof, like fruit drink. The closest comparison I can think of is sake, but stronger and fruitier. I liked it. Hmm. Everybody else was doing that thing where they go like, spitting out fire.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's no that. Fernet Branca, right?
Well, that Chinese foot powder, but the the other big thing that they have is the Aryan. Probably butchering that. It's milk, but it's like yogurt milk. So it's got a little more viscosity. It's got a little more bitterness to it. But I liked it.
Well, you're a big buttermilk fan.
I am. Yeah, I got an acquired taste for that. Mm-hmm. It's stuff called bakitsa. I think that's what it was called. It was basically fried dough with some goat cheese on it and some jam.
That sounds good.
Well, that was not my favorite. The goat cheese was incredibly rich and salty.
Oh, okay.
And the jam cut it like quite a bit, but not enough. But I'm glad I tried it.
I see. Okay.
Those were the main. They had some local beers too, which were good. Had a good hef like Stolichno, I think was the name of the brand. So yeah, I got to sample quite a bit of the local culture. The people there that we worked with were great. They're the ones showing us around, walking us back to our hotel. Got to use the public transportation system. It's so goddamn infuriating. Like everywhere else in the world is this shit figured out. But in America, it's like, nope, gotta have a car. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you live in like Chicago, New York, like maybe the Bay Area, like you gotta have a car. Like yeah, it's lame.
It's big automobile that did all this bullshit.
Although to be fair, like this was just while I was in Sofia. I don't know, like how strong the public transportation is the further out you went from there. But at least when you're in the city, it was pretty convenient. The buses, we used the buses a couple of times, and the locals told us, like, yeah, you don't have to pay. Like, we were all like, what? like, I feel like we should pay because
yeah,
it would have been the foreigners getting in trouble. Like, nope, just got on. Nobody paid. So that isn't to say that you shouldn't pay if you're using public transportation. We'll get, like, you definitely have to pay on the subway. And then the last thing I'll say is, everybody there was lovely. The food was great. The cab drivers tried to rip us off like every single time. We were there. So, the locals put us on this prepaid app. When you pay at a time, kind of like Uber. And so the cab drivers can't haggle with you. Although they still tried it. One group of us was coming back from that first dinner. And the guy tried to shake him down. And they were like, no, 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 we paid. And he was like, no, you have to pay. And he went to punch in his little computer. And it wouldn't let him because they'd already paid. He just told them, get out.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, that was Sophia. I'd actually recommend going there. Like, you could do Sophia in like a day and a half. It's right under a mountain, which you can see at random points the day in the city if the sky's clear enough. So it was quite a view. Yeah, and again, I just like to say one last time, F you, British Airways.
All right.
Now, is it true you were able to buy your own hotel while you were there?
Yeah.
So it was the local currency. They're not on the euro, but they're part of the EU in some capacity. But the local currency is called lev or leva as the plural. And it was about like one. So $1, sorry. It's 55 cents per leva. Or is that was the
okay?
I'm confusing this.
So two leva for a buck, almost.
Yeah, about that. So no, I could not buy my own hotel, but yeah, everything was obviously cheaper.
It's cheaper than going to London or Paris or anything like that.
Right. Okay. So, and then
have you?
Go ahead.
Sorry, I know you've been to Greece before, right? Is that the closest you've been to that area before, or have you been anywhere closer?
I was in Turkey, but like for like a day, like it was on a cruise ship around the Mediterranean, and we stopped at Ephesus, which is old Roman settlement. So I was in Turkey, and like walked around the city a little bit afterward. But yeah, that's as far for this. That might actually be east of Sofia. I have to look at a map. But yeah. Yeah, so I've been to Turkey. And then Greece.
Yeah, I've never been. Rome is about as far east as I have been. Very cool.
Boston is as far east as I
am. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, never mind. Germany. I went to Munich. That's right.
Munchy.
I wonder why I can't remember my time in Munich that much.
Oktoberfest!
During October, that's right, Oktoberfest. Weird.
So as I said, I watched Haunting in Venice, which is the latest of the Hercule Poirot movies. I enjoyed it. I hope they make a couple more of these. I like the first one far more than the other two. But I think it occupies like kind of a niche spot. Just like the murder mystery, they're kind of great period pieces. I like the way that they're shot and those have these big ensemble casts. But all that said, this one was definitely the kind of the weakest of the three. This one relied a little bit more on some hand waving. Than the other two, but yeah, still enjoyable. I would recommend if people are into that. And it was not long. I think it was like barely an hour and a half. So
wow, cool.
Moved along briskly. The only other thing I watched was the first three episodes of Ted Lasso, Because Jasmine Nuts, the planes will have TV shows, but they only show you like the first two or three episodes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there was three episodes of Ted Lasso that I watched, and I enjoyed it. I'm not enough to get Apple TV.
That bird lasso.
But if given, if it like moves to Netflix or something, then I would probably watch. It's a Bill Lawrence joint, the guy who did Spin City and then Scrubs and
whoa.
As I've said before, Scrubs is my all time favorite sitcom. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
speaking
it
of me. Apple TV, I just heard they're releasing a Steve Martin documentary on there. And I think we've mentioned on this podcast, Steve Martin went to the same high school that we did, so but he disowns it, supposedly. So I wonder if they mention it in the
Yeah, curious.
If someone calls him out on it and he bows his head in shame.
But I'm sure they're going to talk about him like working at Disneyland at the Magic Shop and all. That's all. I'm sure that's going
to
be in there.
You know, so I wonder, like that would have like, I'd be very surprised if they mentioned.
The House of Mouse.
Yeah,
it's a very famous theme park in the Magic Shop.
Unless there's some story behind it that we've never heard.
Yeah. All right. Is that it? I have a couple things to talk about. Not much, but
yeah, go ahead.
I went to Disneyland.
Did you see Steve Martin?
I did not see Steve Martin.
Oh. Did you spend hundreds of dollars?
I did, but not as much. Not that much. So we were lucky. We had a gift card, so we didn't have to pay for too much. But as I was kind of complaining before we started recording, it is so crowded. So Laura wanted to go because of the food and wine festival at DCA. So we did that, and some of the stuff was good. Some of it was eh, but whatever, it's fun. But for those of you who aren't aware, they have FastPass now. You have to like pay for it. It's like $30 a person, or
is that discount like the 20 Genie thing, or is that a separate thing?
Yeah, it's Genie Plus. It used to be called FastPass. No longer called FastPass. Now it's called Genie Plus / Lightning Lane. And yeah, it's like $30 a person. Although I think it was a little bit of it was discounted. I don't know why, but $23.25 a person. So do that, and then you could book this one. But it was so crowded. This was like a Tuesday, and we got to use it for two rides, and that took. I was like 6 hours worth of maybe 5 hours. Wait 2.5 hours to get on Soarin' over California. And then as soon as that was done, we went for Big Thunder Mountain, and that was it. It was such a ripoff. I was so mad about
for
that.
For Jeff, it was a Tuesday. so when I went last, was it September, August? My friend Kathy, like, she was awesome. She planned out, like, all of it so that we just kept hitting, like, the lightning lines.
You moneyballed it?
Yeah. With a couple of exceptions, like we didn't have to wait long for much of anything.
Yeah. I don't know. And like I said, we were not going, we didn't get there until, I don't know, 10:30, and we weren't trying to, you know, get on every single ride, but still, for paying that much money and you get the two rides out of it, yeah. I was pretty upset. And sure, we left by 6. We could have got a couple more if we stayed the entire, but I'm still like it. I was a little upset. And they've added it to, like, rides. So, like, Pirates of the Caribbean now has this. So, therefore, and whenever you add that to a ride, the standby line gets way longer now because they prioritize the fast pass. So, it's just, it's super frustrating. So, Disney, get rid of it.
All right. I know I ask this every time, but have you guys done the new Mickey ride yet?
Yes.
Yes.
You did? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was telling Jeff before the recording that we got lucky because I guess it was broken down for a bit or they were doing maintenance or fixing something. And right when we're going to open, they're going to reopen. That's when we were walking by. We saw commotion. We went right to the front and then they're like, okay, it's open again. Awesome. And we got in like 5 minutes. It was great. Cool. That ride is awesome, by the way.
Yeah,
oh, no, it's all the tech very, that they use.
I can see why it breaks down all the time.
Yeah, yes.
But yeah, it's very charming. It's very inventive.
Plus, yeah, I love those new Mickey cartoons. Hilarious.
I don't like the style, but I'm just an old man and I want my old Mickey. But it's it's a cool. I mean, it's the same track system or trackless system as Rise of the Resistance, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah, so you can see like cool. Them using that technology.
We did go on Rise. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened to Alex. Happened to us. We happened to be walking by when the ride just opened up, so we got to get on like 20-minute wait. I don't know. Every time I go on that ride, I still enjoy it, but it's losing a little bit for me, and I don't know if it's just because I see the characters I don't like and so much Star Wars, but then show me Poe and Rey and Kylo and Hux, and I'm like, ugh. But it's still fun. One thing, I got the blue milk, but the blue milk swirl or something, I don't know, it comes with different flavors, and there's like nerds on top.
Oh, there's so new ones. Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Usually I go for the green milk. That one's my favorite, but I got to try the new flavors now.
Yeah.
Nerds.
And that's my review there. I did go and see Dune 2.
Oh. I haven't seen it yet.
I've been...
I know we talked about going and see it, and if you guys... I'm still willing to go see it again if you guys want.
I've been horrendously jet-lagged, and... Now I'm like, I've got the itis from being in multiple airports and cities. And...
It's not how it works. You could only get it from ribs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So obviously I'm not going to talk spoilers or anything, but I really enjoyed it.
Did you get the popcorn bucket?
I did not get the popcorn bucket.
I think Jeff's marriage is doing just fine. He doesn't need the popcorn bucket.
Yeah, I didn't need the popcorn bucket, and there were worms. I need to see it again because as I mentioned before, like it's very dense and lots of names that I always have to remember who's who. So I need to see it again. I enjoyed it, not as much as I thought I would, but I think it's because leading up to it, everyone I've seen is like the best movie ever, and so I don't know. I gotta watch it again. Still enjoyed it. Still liked it. I just maybe my expectations are a little too high. But it's still great, and the visuals, like if you can see it in the theater before you watch it on TV, because it is a spectacle, even if you have no idea what's going on, because I have seen other people, I have no idea what's going on, but it looked cool. And that is true.
I just know that Zendaya was dressed as C-3PO at one of the premieres.
Oh yeah, that's right. Zendaya, what are you doing? Yeah, she had this whole like silver, almost like Metropolis like robot plastic type of deal going on. Yeah,
she was pulling it off, like, to her credit. Like anybody else would have looked ridiculous, but like it did not look ridiculous on her. It was weird, but not off-putting.
Yeah, she would have fit right in the Flash movie. Not DC Flash, but you know, Flash, savior of the universe. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just the cast is awesome. I want to talk about the story elements with you guys, but I'll wait for you guys to see it.
I mean, I've read the books multiple times, so I don't know about Alex. But...
Yeah.
I've read the one book multiple times that the movie's based on, so. But anyways, no, that's what I will. Might as well just short snippet. This weekend, we can go.
Well, I don't know.
If you guys have no plans.
Yeah, we'll have to see how my weekend goes. We're having a yard sale and all that stuff, but. We gotta find a time.
Blow it off.
We'll find a time and do it. But it's really good. And I just keep forgetting. I keep asking Laura to go see it, even though I know she'll hate it and she won't understand anything that's going on. But I'm like, the cast is amazing. And I kept naming people. Then I figured, oh yeah, plus there's so many people.
It's got that Chalamet kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's got Aquaman, and it's got Poe, and it's got Thanos. I don't know anyone's real name. I'm just naming all the nerdy stuff.
It's got the professor from MCU also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Dave Bautista.
Anyway. Yeah, that's what she asked. Isn't that a funny guy from the Guardians movies?
Doesn't that have the guy that played Elvis? And the guy... Isn't the hippies too?
Yeah, he's Tex from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, he's like completely. He's the what's his face? I think he's the Sting character.
Fade Rotha.
Oh, Fade Rotha. Nice.
Yeah, but he's like completely bald and the whole time, like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Like, I didn't know who it was until the credits came up. I'm like, oh, it's Austin Butler.
Disappointed that he does not have, like, a Sting-esque entrance. At least I'm assuming. That gift's for making the rounds, and it is amazing.
Thade, my beautiful Thade.
Also, Jeff, don't answer this, but I'm going to be disappointed, or I guess don't respond to this, but I'm going to be disappointed if the movie doesn't end with a horribly dubbed over little girl saying, "Well, here's the Kwisatz Haderach."
Maybe it does.
Maybe it doesn't.
Maybe it doesn't. That's as far as I have for reviews. If we need to fill time, I have something else we can go over. But Alex, do you have anything?
Yes. There are two games that I am completely enthralled with right now, and I cannot stop talking good things about them. The first one is Sea of Stars. A retro game heavily inspired by Chrono Trigger, which is my favorite game of all time. This game is fantastic. The story is on point. The humor lands. It's a turn-based combat system, but there's still stuff that you do with the controller, like timing hits and defenses and stuff, so it never feels boring. Plus, there's options that you can pick up along the way in order to customize your playstyle. So if you want a more grindy experience, you can do that. If you want something that's completely story-driven, you can do that also. So it's very flexible when it comes to what type of experience you would like. And I know, Scott, you should get on this because you would love this game.
I have
it's
it.
Great.
I have it.
Oh, you do?
I bought it for my trip. I bought it for my trip, and then I got on the plane. I'm like, I cannot play video games right now. Oh. So, and then again, no luggage, so I had no way to charge my Switch. So anyway,
okay. There is one annoying part, but the game is so charming that I don't find it that annoying at all. But it's towards the late game, so I won't spoil it for you, Scott, until you get there. Then we can talk about it. But yeah, this is one of the few games that I'm actively trying to 100%. It's got everything that I love in a new retro type of video game. It's amazing. Go try it out. The other game that I definitely want you guys to get is Helldivers 2. I have not had this much fun playing a multiplayer game since, like, the original Counter-Strike. This game is so just hilarious. It has the Starship Troopers humor. Like, it's fantastic. It lands. The writing is great. For the things that your character says, the fake propaganda stuff that's on there is hilarious. I think the main thing, not only the humor, but in the game, it's forced friendly fire. There's no way to turn it off, and they have no plans to have it turned off or to be PvP also. So it's always PvE. You and your squad go do a mission for Super Earth, which is where you're from. for the democracy of Super Earth, you're fighting all these bugs or Terminator androids on either side of the galactic battlefront that you're part of. And it's just so much damn fun. There's a bunch of stuff like you can. I can't even explain it. There's like little mechanics that you wouldn't think are a big deal, but they are. Like if you reload too early, any bullets that are left in the clip are just gone. Instead of, you know, you can just reload endlessly in other video games. You can deploy turrets or you can call airstrikes, but you have to do this kind of like DDR style mini game. So when you pull up your wrist controller and then you have to push like up, down, left, left, right before you can actually call the airstrike. Oh man, and you deploy turrets, but you gotta be careful because one time I deployed a turret in front of me, but then the bugs were coming behind me, so my own turret took me out trying to take care of the bugs that were there. It's just a fantastic time. Play with me.
Play with me.
Yeah, let's play. Let's get on it.
Nah.
Well, I highly recommend it. It's only $40. And so it does.
I think I asked this, but it was like crossplay.
Yes. Okay. But with PS5 only. It's PC on Steam and PS5.
Okay. Yeah, I know, Alex, I know you texted me to see if I wanted to play over the weekend. I was asleep like all Saturday.
So, yeah, I figured.
That was, yeah.
No, but it's awesome. It's a great time.
I did see a funny like bug today where guy was running away from stuff in the distance, but the pose he was in was broken, and it looked like he was holding his gun as if it was like the way you would hold something that you didn't want to touch, like that stank, like,
like ew.
yeah, it was very funny. Like, not hilarious. Intentional, but yeah, very funny.
Yeah, so if you guys were on the fence for either of those games, just jump in. I recommend.
I wasn't, but thank you.
There you go.
All right, anything else? If not, since I just saw Dune and I saw some trailer, I have been out of the loop on movies. I saw some trailers and I wanted to go over the list of movies that are coming out this year and just quickly discuss them with you guys. Is there anything you guys are really looking forward to or anything?
For Deadpool. Me, it's just Deadpool 3. Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
So I have the list here.
Okay, go for it.
You want to go over? So, like, yeah, Dune Part yay 2.
Yay.
All right. Yeah. Roadhouse. I don't know why they're doing this.
If that's free on Prime, I'll watch it.
Yeah, they do that multiple release thing. Yeah.
No, it's only coming out on Amazon Prime, so I think you're good there. I think
it'll be free. Okay.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed the first one enough that I'll
see this. What do you mean the first one enough? You mean the Patrick Swayze one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you love the first RoboCop. Did you watch that shitty remake 10 years ago?
So I did not. I was going to say, I feel like there's a difference here, though.
Yes.
Like, RoboCop, they're just like, okay, we got this property, let's update it. This is like this movie was like dumb. Let's take the same premise and see what comes out of it. Like, I think the two different things. So
yeah.
But isn't it like it's dumb, but it just worked because of time era, the casting. Like it shouldn't have been bad, but for some reason it's good.
There's a lot of that. Yeah, there's certainly a lot of that. So. I don't feel like Roadhouse is like the same kind of cultural touchstone that RoboCop was. True. RoboCop was just so heavily satire too, whereas Roadhouse was playing it straight the whole way. So.
Well, not that guy that fucked guys like Swayze in prison.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He was not playing it
straight. Yeah, he was not playing it straight. That's true.
All right. Well, that comes out this weekend, but it looks like it's free on Amazon Prime, so that's an easy one. Then there's something called the American Society of Magical Negroes. I think that won Sundance or something.
When is that coming out?
That's coming out March 22nd. Set for a Sundance 2024 debut.
Okay.
It's a comedian who's doing it, so it's probably a more satirical thing. I don't know. But anyway, there's that. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Saw a trailer for that. Looks effing awful.
Yeah.
I have not seen any of the quote-unquote new... even the one with Kristen Wiig and what's her face?
Kate McKinnon. I did see that one.
I haven't seen that.
At least one, that though. One was trying something new. Jesus, Afterlife leaned on. Yeah.
Who was the fourth person in that? Was Leslie Jones?
Weird Barbie.
Yes.
Weird Barbie. What's her face?
Leslie Jones. Okay. You know, I said Weird Kate Barbie. McKinnon. Yeah. Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. Yeah, Kate McKinnon.
All right. The first. Yeah, the first Omen.
Meh.
So this is a
see now this is
or
one,
something.
See, this is one I don't think needs to be remade. Like, yeah, you do that whole thing about like, dumb. if we're going to argue, like, what should be remade, I'd say the Omen is fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw the trailer. It looked dumb.
I thought they remade. I thought Godzilla, this is like they have remade this already.
It's called The First Omen. So I don't know if it's a remake or if it's a prequel, okay. Or
there was one with Sabretooth. What's his face? Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. This project kicks off when a young American woman moves to Rome in service of a church, only to encounter a mysterious darkness. And then, anyway.
They shoot a magic missile at it.
So far, the only movie it sounds like we're interested in is, or you guys are interested in, Roadhouse. All right. Godzilla and Kong New Empire looks awful. Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver.
I still haven't seen the first one. It's like,
it's the Zack Snyder thing.
Yeah.
Is this based off of a comic book or something? You guys know?
I don't
know. Has to be,
right? I don't know.
Alright. Something called Challengers. I don't know. Zendaya and two guys.
Oh, okay. It's like tennis. Yeah, it looks very YA.
Yeah.
It's probably not for us.
A movie called Civil War. They showed the trailer for this.
That's right. That looks cool.
That looks good, but I don't know that I want to watch it.
Yeah, it is. This might be too fucking real. That makes
sense. Yeah.
No, it does look too real. And Alex Garland, he makes some good stuff that I like.
It's an A24 joint, so they typically put out good things.
Yeah. The Idea of You. I don't know. Love Romance novel. I don't know.
Who's in it?
Over it.
I'm over it.
Nicholas Galitzine? I don't know.
You must pronounce Cage.
Anne Hathaway.
Okay. I think I saw a trailer for this.
Fall Guy. Based off of the TV show.
Jesus, were we seeing trailers for this like last summer?
Yes.
Yeah, the strike kind of moved some movies around.
Yeah,
I guess
so. Yeah. But I am interested in that. It looks like a fun movie.
Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
That Ryan Gosling is so hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you guys... So, we've all seen Barbie, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the performance at the Academy Awards? It's the only thing I saw at the Academy Awards, by the way.
I did not see it, but I knew that as soon as I heard that song in the movie, I was like, he's going to have to perform this at the Academy Awards.
It's freaking great. When we're done here, I highly suggest YouTubing it.
All right.
Back to Black. This is an Amy Winehouse biopic. If this is John Krasinski directs, we saw a trailer for this too. It's these kids who imagine monsters or something, and they're just
imaginary friends.
I saw they did that joke with what's his name? He was the FBI agent, Randall Park. Where they did that joke from The Office where they had him pretend that he was John Krasinski.
That's right.
Like in interviews and stuff. Like,
I remember that from The Office, but that'd be fun to see it in the movie. I'll probably watch it for the kids.
All right. And this is the only movie I'm really looking forward to so far. And I saw the trailer for it. I had no idea this was even happening. Furiosa.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Anya Taylor-Joy, right?
Yep, she's playing young Furiosa. George Miller directing.
Nice.
Chris Hemsworth also stars. But the trailer looked awesome. So there you go.
Cool.
That's May 24th, so that's not too far away.
Yeah.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. So there you go.
Is it a madhouse yet?
I don't think so.
It's a madhouse.
Another Garfield movie. Guess who's
what?
This is guess Chris who's Pratt, voicing right? Garfield?
It's Chris Pratt.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Because why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ballerina, which is a John Wick spinoff.
Oh, is this with
Anna de Armas?
My future girlfriend? Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know. I love those John Wick movies until I saw the sequels, and now I don't care for
John
them.
John Wick.
Inside Out 2.
Not seen the first one.
So that first one's great.
That first.
I went on that ride for the first time at Disneyland, the Emotional Whirlwind. Whew. So much excitement should not be put in one ride.
Yeah.
All right, Bad Boys 4. Not really
is there really a ride for that? Are you joking?
Yeah, at DCA there is one. It's just like a Dumbo type ride. You just spin in a circle. It's a kid's ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was one of the few rides that didn't have a long line, so we went on.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 4, June 14th. Starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Wait, there was Bad Boys 3?
Not too old for
shit.
Bad Boys 4, the search for Bad Boys 3, the search for more money.
I should watch the third one. Because the second one was hot garbage. But I love the first one.
I don't know if Michael Bay is involved in this one or not.
I know it had.
Ooh, it had, well then. Vanessa
Hutchins in it, though, so I will.
There you go.
Strong.
The Bike Riders?
Oh, Bikers.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Focuses on the culture of the 1960s Midwestern Motorcycle Club, starring Tom Hardy, Jodie Comer, and Austin Butler. There you go. A Quiet Place, Day One. All right.
Meh.
I mean,
all right.
I'd hope our colons were generally quiet, but
yeah, it's embarrassing.
Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter One. Kevin Costner's multi-film Western saga has been in the works since 1988.
There's no way this is not going to be completely overblown and overwrought. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And by God, he spent a lot of money.
What story is it that he wants to tell that he didn't get out of his system, like, between Wyatt Earp and, what was it? The
Postman?
And Postman and Waterworld and
he's kind of like Yellowstone TV show now.
Yellowstone,
too. Yeah, that's from Jellystone.
Say, Free Range with Michael Gambon, who passed away.
That wasn't that
too long ago. But
was it the Hats and the McCoys? What is it?
Oh, yeah, Hatfield and the McCoys. Too. He was in that. It's like, what else does he feel like he needs to do with that particular genre?
I don't know.
What, The Dances of Wolves, obviously. Yeah.
I don't know. He's tired of stacking rocks as a dead... God damn it. What's his name? What's Superman's dad, Papa Kent? What's his name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan Kent. Remember Jonathan that goddamn Kent. Scene where his like ghost is just up there just stacking rocks, talking to Superman? Stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Remember that scene where... his dad tells him to let him die for no reason.
Yeah. Or when he goes, stop, said, I'll save the baby. Cause you know, not like you're Superman or anything. You can't do it in a half second, but nope, I'm going to sacrifice myself.
Cause... that scene where he yells at him for saving a bus full of kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Untitled Scarlett Johansson. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Okay. It was a stupid joke anyways.
All right. Untitled Scarlett Johansson Channing Tatum rom-com. That's it.
Oh, I can't wait for that. They better, if they keep that title, I am fucking in.
This one they showed a trailer for the other day. Twisters. A new take on the 19 movie Twister.
Oh
my God. Literally, I saw the trailer as it started. I'm like, this is Twister, right? And then sure enough. It's Twisters.
So this is an example Twisters. Of something that, no, they did not need to remake it, but also I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Twister was like some sacred. Yeah, anyways.
Deadpool 3, this is the one you guys were talking about. This is July 26th.
It's like the only MCU movie coming out this year, right?
They learned the lesson, hopefully.
Yeah. Borderlands, based off the video game.
That might be rough.
Eli Roth is directing, so there's that. All right.
He should just do the Rotten Fruits movie.
Untitled Alien movie.
Yeah. Like from the franchise or just the generic Alien?
Look, they took they took their shots with Ridley Scott. Like, yeah.
It's one of those franchises like with Terminator now. They've ruined it and just go watch the first couple and just be done with it. Just pretend nothing else happened after that.
Yep.
Horizon: An American Saga Chapter 2. Apparently he's making two of these movies this year.
Well, it's a big Horizon.
Costner.
Oh, that's right. Shit. We were just
Yeah. This is chapter two, Scott.
Like, is this a documentary? Like, what the hell is this thing? Like,
I don't know.
If it's a documentary, it makes sense. So it's like they put together a bunch of I take that back. A documentary doesn't make sense, but it makes more sense.
Okay. It's not technically an MCU movie. Kraven the Hunter. So, you know, this could only be as good as Morbius and Madam Web and whatever else.
I don't think any of us saw Madam Web, right?
No. Nope.
I'm not opposed to watching it, but yeah, I don't hear anybody saying good things about it, so. It's Web.
All right, time. Beetlejuice 2, September 6th.
Ugh.
It is Tim Burton and Michael Keaton, maybe? I don't know. But I don't love that first movie that much, so that's not sacred to me that I could probably watch it and not find problems with it like I do other stuff.
Yeah.
We'll see. Transformers 1.
What?
What?
Yeah, it's just called Transformers 1.
If it was Transformers 1, : Dare to be Stupid, I would be there.
Yes.
I think it's an animated movie. Hold on. Paramount is hoping to recapture the magic with its Transformers animated movie, featuring voice cast that includes Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, John Hamm, and Lawrence Fishburne.
Dare to be Stupid. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Lawrence Fishburne's
Optimus
Prime, right? Of those voices, who's Optimus? It's got to be Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, right? I would think so.
Autobots, choose the red pill. All right.
Lawrence, don't call me Larry Fishburne.
Saw 11. I haven't seen the last 10.
I haven't seen the last...
I saw the very first one.
I haven't seen the last 11, if you're counting this latest one.
So yeah.
No, I did see the first one. Joker, Folie à Deux. I don't even know how to say this. It's French. But anyway. Sequel.
Pas de Loup.
It's not Pas de Loup.
Yeah.
This one has Smile Lady Gaga. 2. Right?
Lady Gaga. Smile 2. I have no idea. I never saw the first Smile. Venom 3. So no MCU movies, but you're getting your Sony movies.
Sony. Spider-Man.
They don't lose those properties.
Yeah.
Red 1. I've only seen Red 5. Never seen Red 1.
Yeah, we'll see. Standing by.
Is this the
Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans team up for a Christmas action comedy? So there you go.
All right.
Gladiator 2. Oh my god.
What?
What?
Yeah.
I'm looking this
Gladiator
up.
2, Gladiator. Got to work on that
Ridley
title.
Ridley Scott returns with the long gestating sequel. With Russell Crowe's Maximus dead, the feature will star Paul Mescal, who's playing Lucius, the son of Lucilla. What is her name? I forgot to say it. Lucilla. It's Latin, huh? I don't know. Connie Nielsen, who also returns. Also Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
I love that. That Ridley Scott is just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just going to make whatever I feel like making.
Yeah.
He's like, instead of wheat, it's going to be corn. And they're like, that's only in the New World. I don't care.
It's maize. That's a lot of maize.
Wicked. So apparently they're making a movie version of Wicked, and they're going to call it The Wizard of Oz.
Is that right?
Yeah. Untitled Karate Kid movie. Welcome to the Karate Kid cinematic universe. This new installment will team original star Ralph Macchio with Jackie Chan, who played the mentor role in
Stop.
Oh, Jesus H.
Oh, like,
no.
I mean, good for Ralph Macchio. Get that paycheck, but jeez.
I kind of feel like he's getting it with the Netflix stuff. Why do you gotta do this?
Like,
not like this.
I fully admit I'm a nerd and all that, and I will go comic book guy on things sometimes, but it just seems so dumb to me. The first, well, I think it was the only one, right? Was the next Karate Kid with Jackie Chan.
No, the next Karate Kid is the one with the girl, Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank.
Yeah.
Whatever the one was with James.
It was just
kid.
Karate Kid.
It's Karate
Kid.
It
was just Karate Kid.
It's like, it's not karate. It's 100% not karate. Like, there's a big karate. like subplot about how he was Japanese and was in the war and all that. Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, I get the continuing the property and all that, but it wasn't karate.
Right.
That's just, I don't know. I feel insulted on some level. Even though I am in no way, like, that's not part of my heritage in any way, shape, or form. I feel like, yeah, I don't know. It angers me.
I feel like some freaking nerd just put a wet hose on me while I'm trying to smoke a joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stole my girl.
Yeah.
Broke my boombox.
There we go. All right.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yeah. Best movie ever.
I've seen the first two in theaters.
Yep. All right, well, there you go. Mufasa, the Lion King.
No.
Too many colons.
Looks like it's a sequel to the... Wait, hold on. After Jon Favreau's Lion King remake that made more than $1 billion, Disney has returned to the world with a prequel focusing on Mufasa.
Ugh. Nah.
No.
All right. Nosferatu.
Okay.
Who's in this?
Cast includes Bill Skarsgård, Nicholas Holt, Lily Rose Depp, Anna Taylor-Johnson, Emma Corrin, Willem Dafoe. Ooh.
Who
is playing Nosferatu?
It's probably going to be Skarsgård.
Yeah. Again?
It's probably going to be both of them, actually. Probably flashback. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Dafoe played it in that movie we watched, right? Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm looking at the cast list. It says Bill Skarsgård is Count Orlok, so Willem Dafoe will be playing a different character, it looks like.
Yeah. Whoa. And then there's something called Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim. What?
I thought that was like an Amazon Prime only thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on. It's the animated feature from New Line is set hundreds of years before The Lord of the Rings and explores the story behind the fortress.
Ooh.
Behind the fortress.
It better
of Helm's
be rotoscoped.
Deep.
Oh, it's about Helm Hammerhand.
Cool. See how they made that horn. And there it is.
It's probably going to sound.
Get hype. All right. Well, I'm honestly interested in like three of these movies.
Yeah,
so.
there's barely a handful there.
So the DC.
And by the way, these are the ones.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is like the nerdy, like the most the expensive stuff. I think the smaller art house and the foreign stuff will be good as usual these days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, but I've rambled on long enough. Anything else?
Nope.
Nope, that's it. Dum dum.
Yeah, dum dum.
Damn it, I thought you forgot. All right. Dum dum signing off. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Idiot.
We at Hans Shot First would like to thank you for listening and supporting the podcast. We would love to hear from you, so feel free to contact us on Facebook and Twitter at Hans Shot First. Also, please leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are greatly appreciated and help us get more exposure. Once again, thanks for listening and supporting the podcast.